front of the bulletin today.
May the Spirit of the Lord be upon you. We bless you in the name of the Lord. May the Spirit of the Lord be upon you. We bless you in the name of the Lord.
The peace of Christ.
Thank you. Well, thank you. As I was thinking of testimonies, I had to think of blessings. Just as we've been singing about today, and the blessings the Lord has given me, although I'm so unworthy, in my life. And so I just thought about that, and some of these blessings are provision. Financial, some are, one particularly is very personal. And so I thought I'd share those. So just hang with me. First, I'd like to read Psalm 40 and verses 1 through 5. It says, I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and hear and put their trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust, who does not look to the proud, to those who turn aside to false gods. Many, O Lord, my God, are the wonders you have done, the things you have planned for us. No one can recount to you. Were I to speak and tell of them, there would be too many to declare. So that was the psalm that just came to me. I opened my Bible, and there it was. So I'm going to start off with just some provisions of the Lord. I am an accountant, so I have to talk about finances and things. And as some of you may know, I worked for the first blessing is I worked for the power company for 21 years and then transferred to a company called Touch America, which was on a upward trend and then a very great downward trend and went bankrupt 2 years after I joined them. I was trying to decide what to do with all of the impending layoffs and praying about it when I saw an ad in the paper for a senior staff accountant at AZ & Company, a local CPA firm. I decided to go in and ask about it while I was literally running past on my noontime jog uptown. I just thought, I'm going to go in, and I know the Lord was just moving me for that. And the office manager said, yes, you know, we're taking applications, so she gave me an applications. And I went in for an interview. Now, I'd been going all over the state to look for jobs and things like this and to try to set up interviews. And so this was a blessing. And I interviewed a week later, and I got the job. So we were so thankful that we didn't have to leave Butte. God provided for us. The work was great at the accounting firm. I loved my clients, but the hours were very long during tax season and difficult on my family. And to be honest, the pay was not much for a senior staff accountant. I was making 33% less than I had at Touch America. And we were kind of in financial, well, we were in financial straits. We were going through our savings and some estate money Vicki had gotten when her father passed away. And I knew that very, very quickly we'd be through this money within a year or two. Well, about a year and a half after I joined the firm, on a Saturday morning, Vicki and I talked about our financial situation, and we prayed to the Lord and I that he would provide me a job, and I knew exactly what I needed. I needed a $10,000 raise and health insurance for my family because I did not have health insurance with the firm. that wasn't provided. So the following Monday, I came back from lunch, and I saw that there was a voicemail left on my phone at work. I listened, and it was a person that I'd worked with at Touch America telling me to call him. And I thought he probably wanted me to do his tax return. And when I called him back, to my amazement, he offered me a job at 360 Networks, a new fiber optic company that had taken over Touch America's assets. And he offered me this job. I didn't even have to interview. I asked what the salary was, and he told me the amount, and it was exactly $10,000 more than I was making, right down to the dollar. And I asked about health insurance, and he said, yes. I said, will it cover my family? He goes, yes. So I prayed about it and went into my boss's office the next day and told him of this offer. And on the spot, he matched the salary. And he tried to get me to stay, but I felt the Lord was just moving us to another job, especially for the sake of my family. I can remember working from January 15th to April 15th and taking one day off, and that was Easter Sunday. And when tax season was done, I'll never forget, we went into Walmart, and Clay had his arms around me walking through Walmart, and he wouldn't let me go. And so I just thought, God's moving us. Again, God provided. And I shared this testimony. I couldn't help but share it. And I'd encourage you all to share these many testimonies, these blessings from the Lord. And I shared it with people, all kinds of people. It's like during Palm Sunday when Jesus says even the rocks would cry out. I had to cry out. I had to just tell people what a wonderful blessing this was, how God had provided for me. And some people take it well and readily, and then others don't. And I even remember telling my dental hygienist while she was cleaning my teeth. And and she told me, she goes, that made my day. She goes, I needed to hear about the blessings and provision of the Lord. And so you never know. The Lord just maybe can use you in different ways you wouldn't even imagine. From there, I worked for the next 6 years. Things were doing great. And then, you know, the company was doing fantastic and all this. Well, we were doing so well that we were bought out. And I'd been there 6 years. All their tax work was done in Rochester, New York. So, again, I was out on the street. And shortly thereafter, a friend of Vicky's called her and let her know that there was an opening for a financial manager at the engineering firm where she and her husband owned. And it was only two floors above where I was presently working. So I went. A few weeks later, I went for an interview, and I was hired exactly 40 days from the day I got laid off at 360 Network. So once again, God just provided wonderfully for us, miraculously. And 2 years later, I was thinking of leaving the engineering firm, and I noticed an ad in the paper for a CFO of a local company. Now, CFO is a financial officer and all this, and it's something that I'd never done. I mean, I was about the most unqualified person you'd really want to apply for the job. And but I knew the former CFO of this company, and he encouraged me to apply, which I did that night, that same day, that night, with only 2 hours before its closing on the internet. I was interviewed the following week, and I was offered the job a day later. I later found out that I was actually the third person offered the job. The other two decided, the other two who were much more qualified than I, one person didn't turn down the job, and the other person never responded. And so the Lord just put it right there for me. And so once again, God's provision and his faithfulness were evident to me, and his timing was perfect as always. So those were four blessings that the Lord had given me these last, 18 years, I guess. And there was also a personal miracle through all this, and a personal blessing from the Lord. In 1994, Vicki and I went in for an ultrasound for our third pregnancy. We thought it would be a normal update, as with the other pregnancies. But as the ultrasound technician went through the measurements, checking organs and checking things out, she got very quiet for a few minutes. It was really unnerving. And she began to tell us some problems she could see in the ultrasound. The umbilical cord was abnormal. There was normally three vessels in the umbilical cord, and this one only had two. In a normal umbilical cord, two vessels take nourishment into the baby, and one takes waste out. But this umbilical cord for a child had only one vessel taking nourishment in, not two. So that this baby of ours was getting only half of the nutrition and nourishment as a normal baby. The technician went on and told us of all the abnormalities that this could result in. A defective heart, a defective liver, other life-disabling issues that this baby would have, besides which she could have Downs, etc. We were stunned. I can remember that as we left the building, we walked out across the parking lot to our car and said nothing. We let our family and close friends know, and Father Thad, and we let them all know of the ultrasound results, and so we were covered in prayer. However, I remember that one person said that we should consider abortion. And that person was my mother. God rest her soul. This child's grandmother. She passed on, my mother passed on to the Lord a few years later. And I know that when she met our Lord and Savior, she learned of the sanctity of life and that God knit us together in the womb. So I know that the Lord has spoken to her just like he will speak to all of us face to face when we come into the kingdom. This suggestion of considering abortion made me aware that many sins and temptations begin with a whisper or suggestion. So we almost always must be on guard against this and go to God's word when in doubt or in trouble. Although a lot of things go through your mind, abortion was something we could not even consider. We just had to give this over to God and know that he is faithful. About 4 months later, Vicki miraculously delivered a little red-headed girl who was perfectly healthy. We had decided before her birth that she would be named after the provincial flower of Alberta, where Vicki had grown up, naming her Alberta Rose. We called her Allie for short, and she had red hair just like my mother. After this, the preciousness of the new of the unborn took on a new meaning to me, and a few years later, I joined the board of the New Hope Pregnancy Clinic to thank God for his miracle. Once again, he had provided for us. God always provides, but not sometimes in the way we think, and I know that not all pregnancies end well. A lady in my office who I used to work with, I read just 5 years ago, she had moved away, that her son was born severely handicapped, but she chose life. He has no arms, he has no legs, but the Lord is using him for his glory, and he goes around now giving inspirational speeches to high schools. I just thank God that she didn't abort this child and that he was able to just glorify the Lord in his ways, Father. So anyway, we're just thankful that the Lord has provided for us. We know that life is precious, and I sincerely and know with all my heart that He will provide any people that are going through such trials as we went through if they just turn to Him. And I also know that the people who have suffered an abortion will see their beloved children in heaven, and it will be a glorious reunion. I would encourage all of you to donate to a pro-life organization like New Hope Pregnancy Clinic that I was a part of for 9 years, just to further this blessing of life for the unborn. In closing, I'd like to thank the Lord God for all that He has done for me. And read Psalm 40, verse 5. Many, O Lord, my God, are the wonders you have done. The things you have planned for us, no one can recount to you. Were I to speak and tell of them, they would be too many to declare. Thank you.
And at times, maybe when it just seems a little awkward, or probably that's the best time to share, because the needs that we see around us are extraordinarily huge. And if you make yourself vulnerable, as John has today, and at other times, He is glorified. If you could stand now with me as we pray.